Time for a closer look at a sport that we don't feature on news radio all that often, shooting. Australia's shooters have had a good week, winning gold, silver and bronze at the ISSF World Cup shotgun event in Cyprus. Catherine Skinner was part of the women's trap team, together with Penny Smith and Letitia Scanlon, that took home the gold. She says the event in Nicosia was challenging because of cold and windy conditions.
So there's been plenty of shots over that competition that were really prayers to God of just please break. So it just makes it quite challenging and unpredictable about your performances. And you just really hope that you're able to put together some really good numbers at the end of the day.
And Australia did, the women's team did, and other competitors did as well from Australia. Explain to us what the ISSF World Cup is all about, because it's actually been around for quite some time, hasn't it?
Yes. So the World Cup series is a bit like a Formula One, where we have competitions that are located all around the world, where your performances at these events accumulate up into world ranking points. And that gets you not a world ranking. And at the end of the year, we get an invitation to a big event, which now has been rebranded as the President's Cup. But in previous Olympic cycles, these World Cups have also been the chance for the countries to win a quota, which is essentially our reservation for an athlete at an event, not at the upcoming Olympic Games. Now, this is kind of the preparation of that cycle because it all kicks off in September with our World Championships in Osijek in Croatia. So we're really just starting up our campaign and getting through some dress rehearsals in preparation for that.
You mentioned the Olympics there, and it is part of this cycle. You won gold at the 2016 Olympics but failed to make the team for Tokyo 2020. You said at the time that it proves just how strong Australian shooting is. How was that experience for you?
Look, it's definitely disappointing not to be selected, but I really can't deny the quality of the performances that I was getting compared against. And the best performers at the time were the ones that got to go. It really is a game of just on the day. And I just had to be very honest with myself and go back to what I did to prepare and how I was and re-establish that cycle. But at the same time, I'm kind of thankful that I wasn't selected for Tokyo because that was a very challenging preparation with the whole pandemic situation. So I think Australia put together some very good performances over there with that additional challenge.
Does it frustrate you that because of a strong Olympic history for Australia in the 2000s in shooting, that we now almost expect our shooters to do quite well each time the Olympics come around? We always think there's going to be a couple of medals out of shooting. In between the games, the public's interest isn't that high, though, it seems.
Yeah, I definitely agree that it was frustrating in the past. But I also recognise that how we engage with our sports these days has completely changed. It's far more common to watch your sport matches on your phone via an internet streaming service than it was with prior reliance on TV or traditional media. So really my hope is that we are actually keeping up with these changes and managing to connect and retain the fans and followers now, because I think how we engage with our sports has changed a lot.
That was Australian shooter Catherine Skinner there, 2016 Olympic gold medalist and part of the women's trap team, which won gold this week at the World Cup shotgun event in Cyprus.